What can separate us from the love of God? What can separate us from the love of God? Nothing can. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Who's happy about that? Who's happy about that? Stand to your feet. Nothing can separate you from the love of God tonight. Woo! Nothing you can do, nothing anybody else can do can separate you from the love of Almighty God tonight. Nothing you've done. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. There's something special in this place tonight, church. Before service, the choir was practicing, and I just want to share this because this is how our church is, and this is how tight we are. They're practicing, and we were doing our CIP Thanksgiving thing over here and all this stuff, and I came in. I just wanted to check it out, and man, they were practicing, and they were having a prayer meeting. Somebody in the choir was hurting, and they just stopped everything, and we're going to just deal with that need right now, and just, you know, they just stopped, and then we had a prayer meeting, and it was so powerful, and you could feel God in this place so thick. And I mean, to me, church, that's what being part of the body of Christ is all about. Amen? When there's a need, we're going to put ourselves aside, or whatever's at hand aside, and we're going to pray for each other. Amen? We're going to stand up. The devil's a liar. Hallelujah. I feel an anointing in this place. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm happy to be in the house of the Lord. Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen? All right. You may be seated. Hallelujah. By the way, Pastor Roy, I haven't given it up yet. I haven't given it up, Scott. Fight the good fight, brother. I still got the socks. Where is she? Hi, honey. I dressed myself this morning. Praise God. I always start out by giving credit where credit is due, and I always have to start with my sweet pea. She is so sweet, and she's the best cook in the world, and I love her so much, and man, I just love you. It's just awesome. It's so, so cool. So cool. Hallelujah. All mushy and gushy. All that. But giving credit where credit is due, I want to thank the Hawks again for being allowed to be in this great position. And it's not about the position, but it's about being positioned to be able to help somebody, to help these folks who may have lost their way and want to find their way back to a blessed life. Or begin living a blessed life by learning who the giver of life is. Amen? Do we know the giver of life tonight? Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And also for the pastoral staff at CGC. Hallelujah. Where would we be without them? Pastor Roy's message this morning. You got to give credit where credit is due. These men of God, They spend all week long preparing for Sunday, you know, and I believe they train a lot harder than any football player, any athlete ever could. They're fighting spiritual battles on our behalf. They know without us telling them what's going on in our lives, they know. God tells them, and they pray for us, and they intercede on our behalf. I'm so thankful for that. Hallelujah. Where would we be without that? What kind of trouble would we be in without that? Oh, praise God. That's awesome staff. Hallelujah. Awesome staff. Woo! Praise God. Pastor Roy's message this morning was just mint. It was right on time. Just keeping us right in line. I love you, man. That's just awesome. Telling the truth. Keeping us in line. We need to be kept in line. I know I need to be kept in line. I need to get smacked around a little bit in the Holy Ghost. We need that. We need that, amen? We need the rod of, you know, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Psh, psh, psh. You know, that's what I think that's all about. All right. And lastly, I would like to take a second to thank some very, very important people who are near and dear to my heart. You see, Renee and I just recently bought a house, and I didn't realize what all was going to be involved in that, if you ever bought a house. And you have a very creative wife, and God has given you, I guess, decent hands to work with. I'm thankful for her. There's lots of stuff to do, lots of little projects and antiques to restore and walls to paint and dogs to take care of and yards to mow and shovel to snow to shovel. But anyways, the Thomases, brother and sister Thomas, they let us stay at their house in their utility closet while we were in the search for the home of our dreams, for the home that God led us to. And we are forever grateful and thankful for that wonderful place in the basement that you let us stay. Oh, seriously, it was an awesome place, and it was an awesome time. And me and Brother Rich had our shenanigans, and the girls, they cooked and cooked for us, and we ate and ate, and it was just a good time. We're just so thankful for you. And anybody knows the Thomases, they have hearts of gold, and they'll do anything for you. And they will stop everything they're doing to pray for you right now and minister to you. That's just the way they are. Praise God. And they got a pretty sweet daughter, too. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where are we? All right. Let's get down to business. Praise God. Oh, when I was today, I was thinking about this. When I used to be out in the world, and maybe some of you can relate to this. In fact, I know a lot of you guys can relate to this. I used to hate Sundays when I was in the world, because I spent Friday night, most of the day Saturday, and most of Saturday night drinking, doing drugs, getting in trouble. And Sunday, I'd be nursing a hangover and just trying to figure everything else out that of the wake of trouble from the weekend. And I was thinking about how sick that used to make me, and I would get sick. I had alcohol poisoning several times and just all the bad stuff that went along with that. But now I've just grown. You know, I've come to the Lord, and I've come to an awesome church and to an awesome family here. Guys, I always say this. You guys are my family. I love all of you. But I just love Sundays. I love coming to see my friends on Sundays. I love coming to see my family on Sundays. You understand? I get excited about it. I don't care about a football game. I want to come and see you guys. I love you guys. I want to come and hear the word. I want to come see people get saved. That's what being a Christian's all about. If you ain't excited about seeing souls being saved, you forgot what Christianity's all about, Jack. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. All right. Praise God. Feel the Holy Ghost. But tonight, we're going to do things a little bit different. I want to first focus our attention to the graduates. If you don't know, the CIP program is a program where we bus inmates in from the Huber centers around the city to teach them biblical principles on how to overcome some of the challenges that they face. This program is 20 weeks long, and church attendance is required. As most of you know, many people do give their hearts to God while they are here. Some stay and some move on, you know, praise God. The point is that we can't do this on our own, right, church? We can't do this on our own. We need each other. That's why we are a family. That's why we are a body of Christ. I believe that's why God set it up that way. We're not robots. He gave us free will. He doesn't want robots. He wants people that are in love with him and in love with each other. We break bread with each other, you know? We help each other out, and that's what it's all about. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We believe when Jesus said in John 12:32, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. Amen. I believe Jesus when he said that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. He meant it. And that's what I like to believe, that that's what we're all here for tonight. I mean, we're about that business. That's what it is. I mean, I once was lost, but now I've been found. I've been given a purpose. I love Sundays. I pray when I go past them old hangouts, I pray against the spirits there, and I pray that if my friends are in there or something, you know, that God would just touch them, that I could somehow be a witness. That doesn't mean I'm going to walk back in there and whack somebody upside the head with a Bible, but a lot of my friends know what I'm doing now, my friends from the past, And guess what? When they have hardship or they have troubles, I get a phone call. I get a text. I get a message on Facebook. Hey, man, you know, my mom just died. Would you pray for me? Would you come and help me out with this? And absolutely. That's the witness. That's what it's all about. Amen. Amen. So these folks are here tonight. They have come to the program for 20 weeks and have completed everything that has been asked of them. And we are here to celebrate them and their journey tonight. Amen? Hallelujah. So I would like to take this time to call them up here one by one and let them speak for themselves. Amen? All right. I'm just going to say Stephen. I still can't say your last name, brother. Stephen, come on up, brother. You want to give these? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This program isn't all about just people who are in Huber and people that are in jail and all that stuff. This program is for anybody. This program is for anybody that's ever had an issue or just wants to help out or wants to learn more about it. That's what it's all about. And Sister Mary Capaccio, she's got a new last name. She has went through. Sister Annuncia Martins. Woo! They're cheering for you. And last but not least, this guy, every time he comes in the building, he's always got a smile on his face, and he always makes me smile. Brother Carl Williams, come on up, brother. Hallelujah. I'm going to give the graduates an opportunity to say a word or two, Brother Carl.
Well, I just want to thank the program for letting me be a part of it and give me a chance. Thank you.
Amen.
I wanted to get involved with the program to help people that were involved with domestic abuse issues because I have been through it. It's not fun, and there's a way out. You don't have to turn to drugs. You can turn to Jesus.
I want, of course, to thank the church for providing this avenue through which myself and others learned what we've learned. For me, it was a very interesting story. The first time I learned about it, I saw it on YouTube. Someone was giving a testimony on YouTube. I bumped into that video completely by random chance. And I watched it like two times. I sent it to my wife. I asked her to watch it. She was like, "That is really awesome." I had to find out who this person was. This person was in Madison, so the video gave some little background of the person, and I realized he was in this church. So I came here, and that person was James Hawk. And being able to see how his life had completely turned around from upside down. And I looked at myself at that time, and I felt like my life was really that low. My lovely wife here, at that time, we were having real problems. Now I think with this, it has helped heal a lot of wounds And now she's here to support me. Thank you. I have made really good friends, Noah, Scott, hey, and Elliot. Where is little Elliot? Somewhere in here. Really nice friends. For all of you, I'm grateful to know you. And for the guys that I leave behind in class, I'll tell you this. This is beautiful. This is wonderful. Don't stop. Thank you.
I always wanted to help people, so that's the reason even why I'm going for school to criminal justice. And I hope to go one day to law school. But I don't care about what law says. I care about emotional part, what people feel. And that's what the reason I got in this program. It's amazing. I'm blessed. I'm very happy to be part of people's life. I have met good friend Janine, Renee, Stacy. I'm so blessed. Thank you.
I'm going to have you pray. We'll have everybody pray with him. Our graduates, if you could just stay here for a moment. Just stay here for a while. We're not quite done with you yet. Everyone stay standing. When you leave here and you go out into the world, you face all kinds of pressures. And our graduates are no different. The Bible says that Satan, all he's looking to do is to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his business. But our business, we're in the restoration business. And let's just, as a church body, let's just collectively just put your hand forward and let's pray for these graduates that God would continue to move on their lives. Lord, I want to thank you right now, God, for each and every one of these individuals that stands before us today. Lord, I pray, Lord Jesus, for the graduates that have gone through the CIP. I pray, God, that whether they're teachers or whether they're students, Lord, that your hand would be upon them. I pray, God, that you would continue to finish what you've started in their life, Lord. I believe that every life has value and you have a plan for everyone, God. And I pray, Lord, for each one of these students, these graduates, as they stand here today, that the power and the presence of the Holy Ghost would be upon them, would be with them wherever they go, whatever they say, and whatever they do. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the family of God. We always have a family that when things go wrong, we can come back to God. And I pray that you would help us to always remember that. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done in their lives and what you're going to continue. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him a hand clap. Woo!
Thank you, guys. You can go ahead and go back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Pastor Roy says we are in the business of changing lives, restoration. We can never forget that. I'm so glad that the church that seen this program as valuable, and it's just unbelievable the amount of lives that have been touched. And I just want to encourage you guys, you graduates, I know you've graduated, but keep coming back. Keep coming back. Keep getting fed from the table of heaven. Even if you aren't coming to class, that's fine. Come to service. Come Sunday night. And whenever we have graduations and stuff, you know you guys can come and eat. You're part of the family. Carl, I love you, man. All right. Praise God. I would like to continue this service with a short message tonight. But before I start, I want to get to something really serious. And I'd like you to look at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, there's cake after church. So come and eat some cake after church. We got a whole bunch. 2-3 pieces a piece, each of you." As if we didn't have enough cake and cookies and pie and Thanksgiving and all that stuff. I'm still full. Hallelujah. If we can't have a good time in the house of God, I don't know. All right? I'd like to read from the scripture tonight in John chapter 15, verses 5 through 12. Jesus said, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." It's pretty good so far. "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." Here's the meat and potatoes. Here's the key tonight. "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." Verse 11 says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to speak to you for a few minutes on the topic tonight, joy to the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word joy shows up in the Bible 187 times. It's a lot of times. I believe God wants us to have joy. I believe he wants us to be full of joy. What's that thing that you always say? Lift your eyebrows and try to frown. You look ridiculous. Lift your eyebrows and try to frown. Got to smile, man. I believe that if we want to have joy in this world, we need to be the joy in this world. Amen? Have you ever been around somebody that all they do is complain about everything? Kind of brings you down, don't it? It's like they got one foot in the grave already. They complain if you hung them with a new noose, new rope. Unbelievable. I've met people like that before. I try to stay away from them. Or help them. Pray for them. Love them. But don't let that get on you. Have you ever asked yourself, when have I had the most joy in my life? What are the things that have caused me to have the most joy in my life? Think about that for a minute. What has caused you to have the most joy in your life? Just think about that. I know for me, the hour when I was first filled with the Holy Ghost was the most joyful time I can remember. I was in prison. I was in a prison cell, and after God had filled me with the Holy Ghost in that prison cell, it was like, you guys know. You just can't even explain it. It's just joy unspeakable. It's like you're ready to explode from the inside out, and you just want to tell everybody. Brother Hawk remembers because I signed out, ran across the street. I ran in his office, and I was, and he goes, "Yes." I said, "Man, I was just speaking in tongues." And we were just laughing. We laughed for like 5 minutes. We were just laughing. A holy laughter, and it was, we were both on the same page. We knew what was going on. God put him in my life at that time for a reason. And he's been a mentor and a friend, and a leader ever since. And it's just unbelievable. And I haven't stopped since then. Amen? And I can still feel that joy whenever I want to. We can still feel that joy whenever we want to. Whatever circumstance we're in, whatever trouble we're facing, all we have to do is stop what we're doing, raise our hands, lift our voice to Jesus, start worshiping Him, start praying in the Spirit, and allowing that joy to just completely envelop us, just overtake us. There's no problem that's too big. What we sang about it. What can keep us from the love of God? My Bible says nothing. Not a thing. Hallelujah. We just got to recognize that when we're in that heat of the moment to stop and go there. Go to that place of joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know we can all relate to what I'm talking about tonight. Hallelujah. Everybody knows. Most of us here tonight that have had the Holy Ghost, they know what I'm talking about tonight. And for those of you who don't, tonight's your night. Tonight's the night of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. If you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name, you need to do it tonight. The water's warm. It's right on the other side of that wall. We'll baptize you tonight. We'll pull all stops. Nothing else matters tonight to any of us but that. Then after that, the cake. All right? Hallelujah. Hey, aren't our praise singers awesome? Didn't they do a good job tonight ushering in the presence of Almighty God? Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. You guys are awesome. But I think we have to know where joy comes from. We see people all over the world this time of year running around like crazy people, spending millions of dollars on monetary stuff that they're going to give one another and either lose or break, or put in the basement, forget about it, and in 10 years, will end up being a white elephant gift. Who can relate to that? Who's got junk in their basement? And if you don't have a basement, you got a closet somewhere with junk in it. I think we all do. So anyways, that's what we're doing this year in our family, both of our families. We're doing white elephant gifts. Clean out some of the junk in the closet, and we're doing ugly sweaters. I think that ugly sweaters are awesome, and I think that the itchier they are, the better. What's funny is when you take a lighter to the thing and it just whoop. You can do that with socks too. Fresh socks, they burn right up. But I sometimes think all the hustle and bustle of the season can take the joy right out of it. And Jesus wasn't born so that we could spend $1 million at Best Buy on Christmas. He came to give us life and to give us life more abundantly. Amen? Hallelujah. Jesus said it's more blessed to give than receive. Amen? He said it was more blessed to give than receive. But I think he was talking about putting Noah Strand's wants aside and helping somebody who is truly in need. I seen the other day that Sister George, where are you at? I seen the other day that Sister George helped somebody out in the parking lot, gave this person a jump start. That brought happiness to you and joy to you, didn't it? Helping somebody else, Sister George. They can never repay her back. But I guarantee you she went away feeling good about that. And that's everybody knows the feeling of joy you get when you put yourself aside and help someone out who can never repay you. That to me is real joy. That to me is bringing joy to the world. And that, I think, is our job. We are given joy from Jesus, and it's a free gift, and we need to freely share that. Freely you've been given. You know, we need to share that. It's our responsibility. Praise God. Pastor Roy has been talking a lot lately about rising up and knowing who you are in Jesus. And the other day in his message, hell has no control of my destiny. If you haven't heard hell has no control of my destiny, listen to it online. It's awesome. But he talked about when the devil tries to bring you down, we don't have to give into it. Amen? The devil, I believe the devil is just scared of who you are going to become. So if you're struggling right now, hold fast. All right? He's just kicking and screaming because God, he knows God's got a plan for you. And if you get a hold of that, there ain't nothing he can do. There ain't no devil in hell that can stop you. When you have the anointing of God on your life and you understand that you are called of God. We are all here tonight, called of God. It's no accident that you guys came tonight. Amen? You all have a purpose. So I say rejoice and be glad when this happens, because God Almighty is working on your behalf to make you a stronger, better person for His glory. So I want to encourage somebody to hold on to hold on tonight to that Jesus joy. That Jesus joy. Mark Nikilski, that Jesus joy. Amen? Hallelujah. Nobody can take it from you. But if you're not careful and you're not guarding it, you can lose it. And for instance, here's a heartbreaking fact that I found. And it's more than 350 million people suffer from depression worldwide. Do you know that there is only 317 million people in America? So that's all of America's population plus another 33 million people on the planet Earth are depressed and without joy. All of America's population plus another 33 million people are depressed on Earth. I love that song, Peace on Earth, Goodwill Toward Men. Some people don't know what that peace is all about. Again, it's our responsibility to share that. That's disturbing to me. I mean, there's only 317 million Americans, and then add another 33 million people on the planet Earth are depressed. I do believe it is our responsibility to bring joy to the world. Jesus said that He would give us that joy. Again, He said that in verse 11, my joy might remain in you and your joy might be full. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's exciting to me. Jesus' joy might remain in you so that your joy might be full. These are heartbreaking numbers, church. We have an obligation to our community, to our friends and co-workers, and everybody we come in contact with to bring joy in their lives. The only way that I know how to do this, to keep this joy rolling in my spirit, is to keep my sword sharp. Got to keep our swords sharp, right? We talked a lot this year about spiritual armor, spiritual warfare. We talked a lot about the sword of the Spirit. And you can't forget about that stuff. It's so important. These men are fighting this war every day for us, on our behalf, interceding for us. And we need to never forget that. And we need to pray on that armor every single day so that we can be this example. We can be this Jesus to one of these 350 million people in this world that are just depressed. That's just depression. That's not to count and add all the other things that are out there. I just picked depression. I mean, there's so much more problems than just depression, but I hate depression. I hate depression. I bind the spirit of depression right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I stand up against it. It has no place here. It has no place in a saint of God. Amen. If you're fighting with it, it's got to go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There is no fear in love. There's no time for depression. We got to be smiling, singing the happy song. I got to read my Bible every morning. I got to get on my knees and pray for the guys that I'm going to encounter, for the customers I'm going to encounter, for the people that I'm going to be working with, for all the stuff that they're going to bring. Everybody's got problems, but not everybody's praying. So we need to pray. We got to pray. Amen? The Bible says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. It also says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. That's the giver of the joy. That's the giver of the joy. How do we do it? We draw nigh to God. We draw nigh to God. Praise God. Praise God. I told you I was going to be short, so if our praise singers would come. Hallelujah. In closing, I'd just like to finish this out by telling you a story. And it's a good story. I was in prison, while I was there, I had a dream. And let me back up here. Before I went there years before I went there this last time. Years before I went there, I came through the CIP program, and God bless Audrey. She kicked me out after 2 weeks. I love her so much for it. Seriously, I wasn't ready yet, and she knew that. I wasn't ready, but I'm so thankful for it, because during them two Sundays that I was here, some seeds were planted. So you never know what's going on. I wasn't ready for it, but little did I know. I didn't know God's plan. I still had to go out and do my thing, but it came back around. And I had a dream in that prison cell that night. And I was right over where Sister Brown is right now. I'll never forget. I was right there by that pillar. And I had my hands raised and I had tears coming down my eyes. And I was worshiping an almighty God. Remember, I'm dreaming this. And I knew it was during the winter time. And I had been saved. I had been baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. And I knew where I was supposed to go. And I don't think it was a coincidence that I was in direct view of Sweet Pea over here, interpreting. God had a plan. What does it say? And your young men shall dream dreams and have visions of their wives in the church. Amen. Praise God. But here's the deal. I asked Brother Hawk, I said, because we were still doing AODA in the prison, and I said, hey, would it be cool if I came back and tried this again and came to your church when I got out? And he simply said to me, you know, Jesus said that he would leave the 99 to go save that one lost sheep. Amen. That's the kind of God we serve. That's what he does. And so, lo and behold, I got to taking a liking to Sweet Pea over here. And finally, you know, I asked around, beating around the bush. I asked around about her and finally got the scoop. And so then I said, one day I finally mustered up the courage to say, hey, do you want to go for coffee? We went to coffee, you know, and it was really intimidating, but it was really fun. It was really good. I wasn't much of a Starbucks person or a food person or any of that stuff. But she has since taught me the ways of all that. So anyways, I'm babbling. But she what are we talking about here? I really got to taking a liking to her after that. And there's a point to all this. And so I wanted to do more than just go to have coffee. I wanted to date her. And here I am a couple months out of prison. And I knew that the right way to do this, the respectful way to do this, because I respect her, was to go ask her father first. And so, hallelujah. You hear that, guys? You gotta ask Dad first. And so, I'm still fresh and I'm green. I'm freshly out. You know, it's been a couple months and I'm fairly new in the church. And I asked Brother Thomas, I said, hey, you think it'd be all right if I dated your daughter? And he said, absolutely. He said, absolutely. He said, I don't deal with turkeys. He said, I only fly with eagles. Hallelujah. The point of that is, churches and CIP, we've talked about this, is that he didn't see me for who I was right then and there as a green, fresh person out of the jail. He seen me for what I could become, for what he believed in me. He knew that God had a calling on my life, just like he has a calling on your life. Hallelujah. You see, my Bible says in Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Amen. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. If you all stand tonight. My Bible tells me that we're eagles, full of joy unspeakable. Hallelujah, church, it's our responsibility It's our responsibility this season to bring joy to the world. Amen? It's not about the Best Buys and all this crazy running around stuff. Be careful, because they're starting to open stores on Thanksgiving. The devil will do anything he can to get you away from your family time. That's crazy. I don't want to go to the store on Thanksgiving. I want to eat 2, 3, 4 times with all my family and be so full that I can't move by 4:30 in the afternoon. I got nothing to do but sleep on the couch with my family. Amen? That's what it's all about. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have the key to joy. It is our responsibility to share it. After all, Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. This altar is open. We are to be light. Matt 5:16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That's what it's all about. Amen. Being that light, being that joy to the world. If you're having trouble tonight with joy and you need to pray through, if you're having struggles, if you're struggling with having joy in your heart this season, would you come forward? If you want somebody to pray with you, come forward. If you have issues, if you need a healing, if some of the women would gather around my mom. Mom, would you come up here? Come forward over here. Would some of you women gather around my mother tonight, please? Pray for her. She has a need tonight. Thank you, Jesus. If you need a healing, come forward. You need a miracle. I know a miracle working God. You need to dance? Come and dance. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil keep you from getting your joy on tonight. You can't do this alone. Let God be God tonight, church. Hallelujah. God is the God who